With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says he's directing Attorney General Pam Bondi to head a task force aimed at rooting out anti-Christian bias.
The mission of this task force will be to immediately halt all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination within the federal government, including at the DOJ, which was absolutely terrible, the IRS, the FBI, terrible, and other agencies.
At the National Prayer Breakfast at the Capitol, President Trump asked Americans to bring God back into their lives, saying his relationship with religion changed after a pair of failed assassination attempts last year. Also at SRNnews.com, Linda McMahon's nomination to serve as President Trump's education secretary goes before a Senate committee next week.
McMahon previously served as head of the Small Business Administration during Donald Trump's first term. She's likely to face attacks from Democrats over her qualifications in education, as well as a lawsuit from her time leading World Wrestling Entertainment. It all comes even as President Trump signals he would like to abolish the Department of Education. He says if McMahon is confirmed, one of her main tasks would be to, quote, put herself out of a job. Bob Agnew reporting.
Elon Musk planned to make government more efficient, not sitting well with Democrats. Congressman Michael Cloud said none of this should be a surprise to anybody. The Texas Republican said the only surprise is that we have a president who is actually following through on his promises. He supports further cuts, including the Department of Education, which is said to be on the chopping block. After the creation of the department in the late 1970s, student test scores began to decline, which continues to this day. A federal judge blocks President Trump's plan to shrink the federal workforce by offering employees a financial incentive to resign. This is SRN News. Religious freedom activists have a message for Washington. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
They are calling on President Trump and the new Congress to include protection of conscience among their foreign policy goals. The International Religious Freedom Summit concluded in the nation's capital this week with the hope that the new administration will use its influence to try and curb the persecution of Christians and other religious minorities around the world, a crisis that is worse now than at any time in recent memory. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man arrested for firing a shotgun outside an upstate New York synagogue shortly after terror group Hamas attacked Israel in 2023 has pleaded guilty to federal charges. Mufid Fawaz was arrested after shots were fired outside Temple Israel of Albany. Iraqi-born man was shouting "Free Palestine" when officers arrested him and later told investigators he felt affected by events in the Middle East. This is SRN News. A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling, but both the S&P and NASDAQ indexes showing advances. More on the market's trading day from correspondent Seth Sutel.
Wall Street drifted to a mixed close as fashion and cigarette stocks rose, while chipmakers and other companies fell. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 125 points. It's about 0.3%. The NASDAQ Composite added 0.5%. Tapestry, Ralph Lauren, and Philip Morris International all rose after reporting their latest results. Ford and Qualcomm fell. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market, ahead of Friday's report on U.S. jobs. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged up to 4.44%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Grubhub says it suffered a data breach and some customer contact info was compromised. More details at srnnews.com.